Hi, so my name's Dav. I'm here at the Elbit head office at Aztec West, 600 Aztec West. We've been here for 28, 29 hours now in occupation of the land outside the front. And we're just here to draw attention to Elbit's involvement with the ongoing genocide in Gaza, obviously. They make 85% of the munitions used in Gaza, inside these factories here in the UK, and we're just here to highlight how this is absolutely criminal and shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, so can you just tell us exactly what goes on inside the building you're camped outside?
So this is the head office of Elbit Systems, which is a UK-based company owned exclusively by Israeli state. And this is the head office, so all the paperwork for all of the manufacturing they do in the UK most likely goes through this office. I've been involved in a few occupations where we actually blockade the gate, but this isn't one of those actions. This is a nice, fluffy, peaceful action where there's no risk of arrest for anyone that wants to come and join us. We're just here literally talking to the public about what goes on in the building and trying to highlight it so that this very anonymous building has some light shed on it, basically.
Now, the Bristol students occupied the Victoria Rooms last week just for like 2 days. What's your intention here?
We'll see how we go. I mean, I'd like to occupy this place until they are no longer able to do business in this country. We obviously need some numbers of people to be here to help with that. So if anyone's free and up for a bit of just chilling out in a nice place in springtime, come down and give us a hand. We're desperately in need of more people all the time, whether it's just a few hours in the day, in the evening, or bring a tent and stay overnight with us. It'd be very appreciated.
Now, you say a nice place. It's an industrial estate.
Well, it's kind of an office park, isn't it? There's no real industry kind of going on. It's kind of lots of offices with nice planted up trees and shrubberies and flower beds all around us. So
it's not bad, is it? You look around, it's one of the greenest I've seen.
Yeah, it's quite a nice place to be in springtime. It was equinox the other day, so we had a fire and had a few cups of tea around it in the evening, and lots of different people drop in. It's really interesting to meet all the different people that are, lots of the joggers that are passing stop, and cyclists stop and have a chat, and then people in the adjacent office building stop and say, oh, we didn't know this had to do with the arms industry. Oh, it's terrible. And, you know, there's a lot of people really on side and showing their support. There's a lot of people driving past beeping support and stuff like that.
This place is actually an administrative building. Obviously, that's absolutely worthy to be targeted during a genocide. But what do Elbit actually make? What is it they're manufacturing? It's an Israeli company based in Britain. Now, that's a bit bizarre in itself. They're obviously thinking that, you know, to base it over in the Middle East is more dangerous, better to do it here. And also, they've got maybe business friends and colleagues that they're working with up here. We keep hearing about high tech. Britain is going high tech. Well, what is the high tech that Elbit Systems are involved in making?
So I know for a fact that a lot of the Elbit factories that are up around Birmingham, a little bit north of us up here, they make the drones that they're using to drop the killing armaments. So, yeah, when you say high tech, everything's going high tech. AI drones being guided by, you know, AI systems, and the targets now even being chosen by AI rather than human beings, which is obviously we're moving into a very Terminator-esque kind of a warfare.
Hang on, sorry, can I interrupt you? Because a drone can be lots of different things, but one of those whizzy little things with a camera that people buy and get for Christmas, or else actually some of them are quite big, like a kind of a V1 rocket from the Nazis from World War II, you know, like sort of half the size of a small aeroplane. So what sort of stuff are they making?
They make a product called a Hermes drone, which you can look up. I don't know its exact dimensions, but I know it's not a little toy drone, and it definitely carries killing munitions. So, yeah, we're not talking about toy drones here. We're talking about very serious big bits and a lot of money's worth of kit. It's one of those things you have to kind of really dig deep to find it, because they don't publicise a lot of it because they don't want us to know exactly what's going on. But part of the reason I think they're in this country is because they're in bed with lots of other companies, some of them UK companies like Thales, Kinetech, Raytheon, Boeing, BAE Systems, you know, they all make small components for all of these things, which are then put together somewhere and then taken out there. So I think that's part of the reason why they have to have a manufacturing base here, and it's why it's really important we shut them down.
Yeah. Airbus as well, actually, is another company that they're involved in. They're, of course, just over the road, aren't they, in Filton. Now, this is an ethical thing, isn't it, the idea of drones? It's now, back in sort of old-fashioned wars like World War II, it was an individual fighting an individual, even if it was a kamikaze. In the Japanese way, they would get an aircraft loaded with explosives and fly that into something, but it was a person involved. So we have this weird dilemma now going on where nobody's actually involved, and sometimes the operators of the drones aren't even involved, and it's all left to a computer to do it. So this, to me, seems like it's almost like the Terminator world that we're moving into.
Yeah, it's totally dystopian, and when you've got AI choosing the targets, there's almost no accountability. So you really have to wonder what goes through the minds of people that are happy to let AI loose on a civilian population. But ultimately, it comes down to the fact that, as you say, it's an ethical decision whether I want to spend my time going to work in a system in a country like England, which is actively supporting a genocide, or whether I'd rather take some time off work, lose some money, lose some pay, and probably catch a cold, and just sit here and do what I can just to highlight the absolute staggering hypocrisy of the West at the moment.
Okay, so what about the politics of it all? We've got the central government supporting it, Rishi Sunak and the Tories. After a few months now, Labour has also come out in favour of a ceasefire.
Labour are just another arm of the Tories at the moment, aren't they? I mean, you can see from the fact that it was Keir Starmer that initially put together the case against Julian Assange, that they're all reading from the same hymn book, and really two-party politics just has to go, and we have to figure out a way of finding a viable solution to the fact that we are just run by the same murdering gangsters year in, year out.
So who are they? Well, everyone talks about them as them, don't they? They're doing this, them. Who are they?
Well, you've got all their names. They're all the people running the show. I mean, I'm not going to list them. But obviously the fact that two-party politics have been totally usurped by power-hungry millionaires. You know, we've got the richest prime minister ever, and we've got the poorest and the biggest class division and wage gap and wage inequality ever. I mean, it's really plain to see the sort of veil that shrouds the lies is wafer thin at the minute, isn't it, really?
OK, Dave, thanks very much for joining us from Aztec West, Elbit Systems headquarters.
Yeah, thanks, people. Cheers for listening. Please come and support. And you can find my Facebook page, All About Change, and the info is on there. Thanks.